This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is from Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
With Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9. Joining me now in the studio, Jacqueline's actually had to step out for a moment.
She's going to make some money.
She's going to make some money, but producer Annie is in the big girl's chair. Hello.
Very excited to be back after hosting and filling in for Jack last week. And today on the show is a guest that I've been trying to get in for, I would say, 8 months.
Unfortunately,
the time that we were meant to have him, the building had a fire alarm. Fire drill went off here.
We went for drinks. But anyway.
Yeah, we went for drinks. We had a grand time. Facebook photos were great evidence of how much fun that we had. But finally in the studio is Alistair Baldwin. Comedian and writer extraordinaire. So lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I didn't know there would be a live audience applauding me.
Oh, I know. We pay all these hundreds of people every week to come in and just clap for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But you must be used to a few claps in your time. I mean, you are a comedian and an improviser and a performer.
Yes. No, I do enjoy claps, second to laughs. After claps, I just a sort of pensive, like, and then booze. I would have to put egg, like, last. But
really?
Yeah.
I prefer booze first.
Okay.
No. But yeah, the first time that I met you was at a Lemon comedy show, which is a diversity showcase, which I'm trying to get off the ground, back up in running in Melbourne, actually. The torch has been passed.
No, we got it off the ground and then ran it into the ground, and now you're trying to bring it up off the ground. And
yeah, it's trying to find a venue at the moment. But you almost don't need any more gigs, because you're doing 3 things at the Emerging Writers Festival, which kicked off last week, and you featured in a Writing for Web series that happened last week.
Yes.
How was that?
It was fantastic. I was doing that. It was a conversation between me and a fantastic writer-producer, Nikki Tran, who created a web series called Fresh, which I would highly recommend. And then I was brought on because I wrote on the second season of Get Kraken, and then I also made
Just
some,
drop that one in. Just drop that. You did what, Alistair? You wrote on what?
The second season of Get Kraken, delightful send-up of morning television.
Are the two Kates as funny? They must be.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they come across as being very warm and very funny on the show.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely their real-life persona. If anything, I think the medium of television holds them back.
Oh, really?
I would really recommend just being in a room, just you and those two and no one else, and some great content emerges.
Were you there for all the writing sessions? How does it work?
No, it was sort of, they approached me originally just sort of via Twitter to write up some ideas that I had for the second season, and then I sent those, and then they picked one, and then I wrote that up. But then eventually I did sort of have a in-person sesh. We did a little writer's room. They booked a little studio, and then we sort of talked about the script, in particular episode 3, which was set around the International Day of People with Disability Day, and it was all just them trying to deal with disabled people, even though they weren't particularly equipped to do that.
And they got you on board because you are very well versed in that area, and you're at the intersection of disability and being queer as well, and comedy. So they seem like quite a niche market that you are operating in at the moment.
It's a beautiful little overlap in the Venn diagram.
What letter do you get? LGBTIQ? Is there a D? I don't know.
Yeah, we should
need your own letter.
What if we just merge every minority into one sort of long acronym? No, I think you know, it's unfortunately, you know, there's not too many other loud, proud, disabled people in comedy, mainly because so many venues are inaccessible, which is why Lemon Comedy was great in a wheelchair-accessible bookstore. But, yeah, it was very excited. I'd obviously tweeted some stuff about disability that they thought was pretty funny.
That's really cool that Twitter is what got you noticed in the first place.
Yeah, I know. I can't decide if it ultimately is good for my career or if I sort of went back, wasted a lot of time on it, if I'd spent that time actually writing, I might be even more successful.
No, I think it's worked out pretty well so far. You're also in two other shows, Late Night Lit, Read to Love. What's that one about?
So that's at a Loop Bar, and it invites a series of writers to come in and choose a book, a literary work which inspired or, you know, articulates how they feel about the concept of love. And so it's, you know, a diverse lineup, people picking books, plays, stuff like that, and then they have to find a particular excerpt and then respond to that with their own piece of creative writing. And so I that was offered to me when the festival was being programmed, and I was like, great, fantastic. 2 weeks later, I went through a terrible breakup, and so it will be really interesting to see
content.
It'll be really cathartic. If you want to see me sort of be real and raw, that's at 9 p.m. is that right?
Yep.
Just at Loop Bar in the CBD.
Great. I think I'll come to that because that's overlapping with some themes of the show that I'm writing. And you also have First Stage on Thursday, that's tomorrow, no, 2 days' time, and you are going to be performing that at the South Bank MTC Theatre.
Yes, it's a very cool program. MTC, Melbourne Theatre Company, is sort of running that with Emerging Writers Festival, where they're taking a bunch of writers not explicitly from theatre, like screenwriters or poets or stuff like that. There's four of us. It's me, Brooke Murray, Margot Tanutko, and Layla Thacker, and we're all each doing little 15-minute plays. They're not being fully staged. It's just sort of, we've got three professional actors who are going to, between the three of them, do a bit of a reading. Mm-hmm. But it's a fantastic thing to see four new playwrights give it a red hot go.
And so is this work that you'd prepared earlier, or did you prepare it especially for the Emerging Writers Festival?
We prepare it especially for the Emerging Writers Festival. So we were each offered, do you want to do this? And then over the past 4-5 weeks, we've been meeting at MTC, sharing our scripts with each other, throwing around ideas. It's been like a really fun sort of collaborative and...
That's great. Cool, great process. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alistair's got an awesome day job as well. I don't know if you still consider it. Do you think of it as work or fun?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I'm actually between seasons at the moment. So I just wrapped up on as a writer for season 5 of The Weekly with Charlie Pickering on ABC. So that's, you know, reading a lot of news, trying to not let that depress you into the ground, and then trying to write jokes about the news. So it was very fun, especially it was the first season The Weekly had done during an election. So it was very busy. You know, it was a great season, but I'm glad for a little bit of a breather. And then,
yes.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a break. I'm going to see my mum in Perth, and then in 2 weeks' time, I start up writing. Yes, I don't know if it's officially announced.
Oh, okay.
Maybe anyway, never mind.
Or spoilers. Something exciting, yeah?
No.
Well, very popular TV show that...
Sorry, I should have realised that before I started the sentence.
You really know how to keep a suspense.
No, it's sort of, you know, it's an interesting situation where... Yes, anyway. Sorry.
Okay. Intriguing.
Well, the world of television, you know. They've got a lot of secrets, don't they?
I know.
So given this is the Emerging Writers Festival, it sounds like you have emerged.
Well, yeah.
Maybe next year you won't be in this festival anymore. You'll be hitting it big time.
That's how I know I'll make it. I won't be allowed to...
you'll be knocking on the door screaming, let me in.
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, emerging, it's sort of... It's a lot of people use it just as a synonym for young, but I guess that's not really true because people can be emerging at all ages. Mm. People can decide to be a writer, you know, in their middle age or whatever. But yeah, I guess people just think, oh, you're young enough that you seem like you're emerging. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're all emerging in our
own way. Moving at our own pace.
So if people wanted to find out more about the Emerging Writers Festival, where would they go?
I believe it is emergingwritersfestival.org.au. You can check out the full list of programs remaining for the rest of the festival, or you can look by artist if you drawn to anyone in particular.
Put your name in there, Alistair Baldwin.
Yeah, you can search me up. Easy to find my events. They're both this coming Thursday, both very central, so make a night of me.
So a night with Alistair. That could be amazing.
Yeah. Lovely. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on, Joy.
No, thank you so much for having me.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.